David Harvey is chairman of Rail Future in Lincolnshire. Joins us on the line now. Dave, morning.
Morning, Melvin.
Just explain why this is good news in some respects for rail users. What's the connection?
The connection is getting very complicated now, but basically the RPI figure that the government have used for years to limit the rail fare increases.
This is the retail price index.
Yeah. Yep. That only applies to season tickets and basically the anytime ticket, not to the cheap day returns, you know, nor to the Apex tickets, which is the advance purchase.
Okay.
So whereas we're talking about today with the RPI increases, we're really talking about people who are using the train every day for commuting.
Okay, so is it going to be good news for commuters?
It is, yes, it is, because they're not going to get hit by a big inflation plus increase. Because, I mean, three years ago, we were getting RPI plus 3% added to our fare, to those fares. At least now that we're down to the government talking about RPI or RPI plus 1, depending on which year they choose to use. So yes, it is basically going to keep the season tickets down to the reasonable price.
And you mentioned then it's limited tickets that this will affect. So do we need to be careful and shop around when we're looking to travel by train?
We definitely need to shop around. I mean, for one thing, it depends on what time of day you're travelling. I mean, because of course, if you're travelling off peak, there's often a cheap day return ticket, which is a good saving. I mean, sometimes if you're going from Lincoln, say, if you go an hour later, you can save quite a bit on your fare.
And if you've got access to the internet, you can actually see that quite clearly, can't you? Because it will list the various trains and times, and you can see the prices changing.
Oh yes, you can. You can if you go onto there, and there's other websites you can use if you want to get detailed, which list every single fare.
Hmm.
I mean, I've used one today to do a comparison to look at season tickets as opposed to the ordinary tickets. And you can, yes, you can make some good savings.
On the whole, is it better to go to the rail operator, the rail company, to get the best deal?
In general, yes, it is. Because some ones, like particularly the East Coast fares, and one or two others do as well, they do some fares which are only available through their website. So, yes, you are better to go to their website. And also, if something goes wrong and you know there's an accident, there's a rail, you know, rail delay or something, you can't use the ticket. If you're looking to get a refund through delay, then the person who's responsible for paying the refund is the one who sold you the ticket.
Right.
So if you say you're going to London and you've bought your ticket through Virgin Trains East Coast, and the wires are down or something, and you're delayed coming back and you're due for a refund, if you've bought it from Virgin, you can go straight back to Virgin and get your refund. If you've bought it through one of these ticket retailing sites, then you've got to go back to them to get your refund.
Right.
So it is definitely always needed. And, of course, often the rail companies themselves, some of the advanced tickets are only available on their site.
So when we're talking here about the effect that the retail price index and inflation has on rail tickets, we're talking about commuters here. Sounds good news, so it's not going to rise that much. There will be a knock-on effect, won't there?
Yeah, it's really important, not so much in our area, but in the people who are doing the long-distance commuting. Which, of course, we're not. We've only got a few bits, like Newark to London.
Newark to London. So people, there will be commuting daily from Newark and Grantham,
yes,
won't
believe
they?
It or not, if you buy a yearly season ticket from Newark to London, the equivalent per day is £38.45. But if you buy an open return, if you just turn up on the day at Newark to buy a ticket to go on the same train in the early morning, you're paying £138.
Crikey, a lot of money.
So that does show how much of a value that season ticket is.
So that's
very
good
it's
value.
Very good value.
So, okay, we keep the prices down. The other side, though, is it might be reasonably good news for commuters and people using the rail service, but what about investment into the service? I mean, we've heard Network Rail has withdrawn plans to build a footbridge over a level crossing in Lincoln. They're saying this is because it's unaffordable. Is there a knock-on effect if we keep prices for rail travel down, we're not going to see investment?
There is, yes, in some respects, yes. there's, I know we did a survey. There was a survey done about 2 or 3 years ago among the market raisin, particularly among the rail users there. And we're actually in the marketplace interviewing people on a Saturday as well. And there was a significant number who actually said that they were quite happy to pay more for the rail fare if they got an hourly service instead of a two-hourly service.
So they'd pay more for that?
They'd be prepared to pay more. And I was listening to a Vox Pop this morning at Nottingham, and some people were saying there that, you know how we've got a better service in from Lincoln to Nottingham now?
Mm.
You know, Newark's got 2 trains an hour. And those people from Newark saying that with the extra trains, they thought their season ticket was a good value, because they're getting 2 trains an hour now instead of one.
Now, we tend to, and you did highlight the fact, you know, people travelling from Newark Grantham down to London. Will the ticket prices, will it be affected by people travelling, say they're commuting from Lincoln to Nottingham to work?
It will. Lincoln to Nottingham is not that much of a difference between actually the season. The cheapest season ticket, Lincoln to Nottingham, looking at my chart that I did this morning, that's if you buy a 12-month ticket. It works out at £9.20 a day.
That's not bad, is it?
Your cheapest day return is £11.20.
Right.
And that fare is valid on a lot of the most trains in the day, apart from the very early ones.
Interesting. David, nice to talk to you this morning. David Harvey, Chairman of Rail Future in Lincolnshire.